that mean?
He's talking about not me anymore. Me and we. We are talking now about the relation between. In this relation, the first thing you have is to smell. To know someone. Very good. You need time and a lot of different tests and happenings and blah, 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 blah. And if you want to go that way, it takes a long time to find someone because you are busy with the wrong ones. Use the smell. When do you use your smell? When you're looking for something and you know it's not very close. This is that stuff we are talking about. That is stuff that from this we you should somehow absorb. What is it? He talked about it. He said, let me give you some examples in here. Let me look at the nature and see that everything is working somehow in eliminating the other one. The sun comes up, the snow will melt and will go away. So, what? The water that goes away helps the forest to grow up. And so on and so on. So, changing doesn't mean changing good to bad or bad to good. Everything is complicated and we'll have the outcome, an outcome of that outcome and all of that. But you should always remember that stuff you're talking about, where is it? Here. It's in you. We are talking about the possibilities which is in you. We are not telling you do something that you cannot or you may not. We are looking at that. And everything is like that. What are we talking about? We cannot really prove it, except you should experience it. Because at the end of the day, what am I talking about here? The value of the knowledge, right? So here I'm talking about the value of this water. How is the water? How is it? You always want to think positive. You say, I know so many waters which ruin your body. It's not knowledge like that. Pay attention to complication in here. I'm talking about the worthiness of the water and we should be thirsty and find the water and grow up. But that doesn't mean that the water is the best. Why? Because everything should work together. If this water is not working with your practical life, it's not water. It should be something that you work with it. We are talking about the highest elevation of understanding and knowledge and all of that. Where should it go, this knowledge? In you, which is, do you remember the long paragraph I showed you, highlighted, said you, look at you. and he started to bring in all the negative stuff, which is basic of you. When it comes to philosophy, you are a philosopher. When it comes with in doing it, suddenly you innocently are a dummy. This is what is in you. This teaching here is not the normal teaching, scientific teaching that you get in the university. Here we talk about the other part of you, which is mixed with this. The problem is in here, but at the end of it, he said, but the hope is in here as well, because at the end of the day, what's going to happen? You are trying to change, and even this trying is a part of that. You should try to change. How? He said, where are you looking at? If you look at the spirituality, it will raise in you and you will be eternally there. This is what it is. The moment that you will understand that another state of being, this is what we explain, we bring in the examples and all that, and showing things about Shams, and is saying all of this, that this is stuff that we bring in is the necessity of we. This is what is created with we. And at the end of the day, this is the goal of being here. When we look at the universe, what do we see? We see living creatures and the rest, okay? Let's put aside the rest of it because that's problematic. Let's come to the living creatures. What is a living creature? What is a living creature? When you want to explain it, what do you do? You should pick up one of them and show it to us, right? This is it. I'm a living creature. What does that mean? All these fights that he was talking about. Gathering, eating, and reproduction. Which is what? That was the cow. What about me? That's the point. When you are talking about the human being, there is something more than that living creature. Right? How different are we? How different are you from those living creatures? You have 50% of your DNA the same in a banana. Yeah. That's how we are. Have you ever looked deeply to the monkeys? The cousins? Oh, yes, they are cousins. Then what? So we are all one, from a single one up to human being. Look at it. What's the difference? What you see is the augmentation of knowledge. That's the difference. What is the herd? Does old animal live in a herd? No, the simple one, they don't understand what herding means. Coming together, working together. That's a knowledge actually which happened over there. This increase of the knowledge is the process of the universe we could see. So I'm in that process. That's what we're talking. Letting go of that basic which was necessary at the beginning to arrive somewhere else. Do you need an example? The best example is this. I know someone who has a lot of joy by sacrificing. And a lot of joy of being honest. Do you find that quality, that joy that I'm talking in any animal? Honesty is what? Is one of the flowers of this knowledge we arrived at? No. Honesty is fantastic. Why? Why is it fantastic? It's not good for me, is it? It's good for we. We could work together, be together, and increase this relationship to a better level. And that needs honesty. And honesty needs a lot of practice, because the cheater is here always, right? The one who knows that he could cheat. There is the other one. That one is me as well. I understand the value of honesty. This is the basic of Book 6. So he ended up with a very little trick. I told you, he is playing with the word boss. If you remember beginning of Book 2, he first paragraph he played with this boss, which is that birdie which is opening the door and means again. Here he reminded you that this boss, you can read it again, you can read it differently, but that birdie should turn around. What does that mean? I read the last verse. Once more, when the animal spirit sets its face towards the divine beloved, it lays down his baggage into the life without end. Did I read it correctly? What does that mean? I know you have a question. We talked about this birdie, right? Which is sitting down on the arm of the king. Do you remember that? Where is it facing? Ha-ha! That's the point, because if this birdie is not facing this way, which the king is looking at, and is facing the other way, is not good birdie, right? This is the second paragraph. Somebody will ask somebody that, excuse me, there is this birdie sitting on a wall. Which side of it is better? A silly question, if literally you are asking, right? But here he told you, let's talk about that birdie. That birdie is the main attention of you for a special hunting, because that bird will hunt for you, not for itself.